Good Monday morning. I'm Jay Ogden with the Oakland Church of Christ. Hope you're off to a good start today. Back in April of 2014, the Catholic Church underwent something that nothing like this had ever been done in the history of the world. They went through the process of knighting two former popes as saints. In the history of the world, there has never been two popes being granted the status of saints at the same time. The media was covering it wall to wall for the whole day and went on for a few days like that. And we know when the media covers certain things, especially when it comes to religion, they're going to cover it correctly, right? Well, we know that is certainly not the case, but let's look into the idea of being a saint. If you do a quick search on the word saint, you will find it used 62 times in the New Testament. Vine's Expository Dictionary defines it as sanctified or set apart. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, we see the Apostle Paul refer to Christians by thereby stating, "But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Also, we see earlier in the book of 1 Corinthians, as well as in the Roman letter, that the Christians there had been called to be saints. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. So whenever the subject of sainthood comes up, I am amazed at how mankind and human innovations have poisoned the beautiful relationship between God and His children. Back in 2014, Pope Francis cleared the way for John Paul II to be declared a saint. In an article entitled, "Pope Francis Clears John Paul II for Sainthood," a number of statements are made that highlight the false doctrine devised by men concerning sainthood. Just because the Catholic Church says it so does not make it so. How does one become a saint in the body of Christ? First of all, it does not come at the hands of man or by order of man to declare one a saint. In 2 Corinthians 5, verses 18 through 20, Paul writes, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us to the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." How are we reconciled to God? In Ephesians 2, verse 16, Paul states that he might reconcile them both, that is, Jesus, in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Also in Colossians 1, verse 20, "And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." I am glad I don't need the Pope to clear the way for my sainthood. God has already done that for you and me. The path to sainthood does not come by human hands. It is in the process by which we respond according to the faith, by being obedient to the gospel call, being buried with Christ in baptism, coming into contact with his cleansing blood, and then to rise a new creature. Then and only then can one be referred to as one of his saints. The process that will be observed by the Catholic Church is bestowing sainthood on two popes that have already died. If our sainthood is going to have to wait until after our deaths, then it's going to be too late. Apparently, John Paul II is going to get to be a saint because a Costa Rican woman supposedly prayed to John Paul II and was miraculously healed of a cerebral aneurysm. However, the woman in question cannot talk about this miraculous healing because she has been sworn to secrecy. Why? Our sainthood has been confirmed by the cleansing of the blood of Christ, and since I do not have the power to miraculously heal anyone, nor would I want anyone praying to me as if anyone would, thanks be to God for his plan for man and providing the perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of our Savior. The Bible clearly states that the saints were alive and living in a justified and sanctified relationship with God here on earth, and all who have obeyed the gospel from the first century until now have sainthood bestowed upon them. Jesus makes intercession for his saints, and we ought to be thankful that he does that for us today and not until after we die. Are you a saint? You can be. Obey Him today and be faithful. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Athens, Alabama. Our meeting times are at 9:30 for Bible study on Sunday morning, and again at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and 7 o'clock for Wednesday night worship. Thank you and have a wonderful day.